Buongiorno everybody, Vittorio here, welcome to a new episode of the ID Element. And hey, there is something wrong. Isn't that Donovan? But he is on the wrong side of a camera. Because, you know, you may know Donovan as the host of the ID Element, but Donovan is in fact one of the finest experts in ADFS around. So today we'll tap on his expertise and we'll give him the guest treatment. So, ciao Donovan, how's it going?
Great, Vittorio, good to see you.
Fantastic. Wonderful. So, as is the tradition, can I ask you how is, what's your story with Microsoft? When did you join? How did you get here? And so on.
Okay. My story starts just about 4 years ago in just another month or so. And I came to Microsoft to participate in a deep dive. And that deep dive was for ADFS. And I was with a university. And as I was here at that deep dive, I had the opportunity to talk to someone about a potential opportunity that was opening up as a technical evangelist. And here I am. After 18 years at a university, coming to a corporate environment was very, very different and yet very, very good.
Nice. And you're doing great. And what did you focus on during these last 4 years?
The last 4 years, I started with ADFS, actually, Active Directory Federation Services. And the product was just about to ship in Windows Server 2003 R2. And so that was where the technical evangelism picked up and started. And then I worked a little with Active Directory, as well as Atom, Active Directory Application Mode, a little bit with Authorization Manager, one of your favorite, Vittorio.
Right.
But for the most part, ADFS. And so now, as we have seen this grow and mature and evolve into Geneva Server, it's been a very exciting transition to watch all that take place and see the product group at work.
Fantastic. And during the next few minutes, we'll pretty much relive the same experience. And so, I mentioned ADFS. For the ones that lived in a cave in the last few years, can you actually remind us what is ADFS and which problems it solves?
ADFS is about providing access.
Wait, first, ADFS sounds like an acronym, can we explore it?
Okay. ADFS, Active Directory Federation Services.
Makes sense.
Okay, that's the product, that's the technology. And ADFS is about providing access. Access not only to applications that your employees may be using within an enterprise, web applications, but also for partners. Suppose you, Vittorio, are a business partner of mine and I want to allow your employees to have access to my applications. But I don't want to create an account in my Active Directory for your employees. So in this case, we set up a federation relationship. And now, when your employees try to access my applications, I redirect them back to you. You authenticate the employee using, and they authenticate with their own credentials at your enterprise, and then they come back and receive access into my application. So that's what federation is really all about. Access, allowing access with your partners, as well as your employees to your applications.
Awesome. So that sounds very, very, very similar to what you can do with the Geneva Server today. So what's the deal there?
Well, absolutely. Geneva Server is ADFS on steroids. It takes ADFS to a brand new level, and that's what we're really excited about, because not only does it provide access to web applications using the passive requester profile, as with ADFS, but also it provides access now for those that might want to use web services, as well as SAML. Maybe you have a partner that has a SAML implementation and you want them to be able to access your services as well. So now SAML is also a part of that. SAML IDP, IDP Lite, and SAML SP are part of the protocol support.
That's great. So basically you are telling me that Geneva Server is a new version of ADFS, and it's better, faster, and runs better, uses more protocols, and everything, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome.
Next generation.
And in tradition of next generation, I'm sure that there is some delta here and there that we may want to point the attention of people to. So let's say that you open a portal and you can go back in time and meet yourself like about 1 year ago, and you say, "Ah, dear Donovan, dear younger Donovan, here I am bringing you the good news of Geneva Server, and I'll explain to you how to move from what you are doing today with ADFS to Geneva Server, and maybe also mention all the things that you couldn't do before and that you can do now."
Okay, all right, well, very good. First of all, one of the biggest changes for those that are used to using ADFS is the notion of terminology. Terms change. Functionality doesn't necessarily change out from underneath you. The way you go about making those accesses technically changes. But conceptually, your terms have to change a little bit, and your way of thinking has to change some. So let's just do the whiteboard here. From an ADFS perspective, when we were setting up or thinking about federation relationships, and we were using the ADFS user interface, we had account partners that we would deal with. So we would set up account partner relationships. And then also, secondly, we would set up our resource partners. And these are terms for anybody that's in ADFS land or using ADFS. These are terms that are very familiar to you. Another term that we would be familiar with is applications. And I'll talk about each of these in just a second. Applications. And then, of course, we would have this term called that we'd be familiar with called organization claims. And so we really need to put this mental map together about how does this change when we open the Geneva UI and we see that for the first time. What belongs to what? What maps to what? So with account partners, we always thought of those that were providing the authentication, where the credentials would be checked. So we would have our account partners, but in Geneva Server, we will be seeing those as identity providers. So you will see this term throughout Geneva, throughout the documentation. We will have identity providers. Those map to what you would think of as account partners. For resource partners, those map to a term, and we will call those RPs, relying parties. So we have relying party resource partners. Now, why relying party? Because they are relying upon a token that the Geneva server is going to provide for them. That make sense, Vittorio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are ramming an open door here.
Okay, great. Okay, so we have resource partners that are mapping to relying parties. But then we had this notion in ADFS V1 of applications. And these were our claims-based applications, or they could have been our NT token-based applications. And they were known and in a specific area in the UI under applications. And we would describe these there. We would describe which organizational claims are associated with those applications and what the URL is for that application. And the ADFS server would provide tokens to those applications. But you won't see the term applications anywhere in Geneva Server because those essentially are relying parties as well. In Geneva Server, your claims-based applications are going to be written with the Geneva framework. So that's a bit of a change there.
Wait.
Okay.
Geneva framework. So that means that my applications can only run on Windows platform?
Okay. Your applications that are currently running under ADFS are running on the Windows platform. That is correct.
Okay, but can I also have underlying parties that do not run on Windows platform?
Yes.
So I'm not forced to use the Geneva framework?
No, you're not forced to use the Geneva framework.
Perfect.
Okay, good.
I'm
good.
Sorry. For a moment,
no,
I thought
okay.
that you wanted me to force to use Microsoft.
Oh, I am so sorry. No, relying parties can be partners or parties that are built on any technology that supports the standards that that Geneva Server supports. So that's the SAML protocol, IDP Lite, as I mentioned, SP Lite, as well as WS Federation. So we can have partner relationships with any of those technologies that are produced by other vendors.
Do you want to throw some names? Like, I think that recently we had a few white papers about it.
Correct. We just had a white paper produced, or two white papers produced for TechEd North America. One was with Novell, where we had the Novell Access Manager interoperating with Geneva Server, both doing SAML interop as well as WS Federation interop. And we also had Sun's Enterprise Federation product that we had a white paper on that was interoperating with Geneva Server.
And you personally worked on Novell, right?
I did work on Novell.
Nice. So yeah. You know what you are talking about. Fantastic.
Okay, so we have applications that are now known as relying parties in Geneva Server. The other area that where things change significantly in the way we think about providing claims and provisioning claims into tokens is around this notion of what we had as organizational claims. In ADFS, we had what we can think of as mappings, okay? But when we go to Geneva, we are looking at providing claims according to rules. Okay, so let's talk about that just a little bit. In ADFS V1, let's say we wanted to set up a claim so that we could manage this claim and push it out to our partners. So let's say we had a claim called position. And so we opened up the organizational claims, we created a claim called position. Once we create that organizational claim called position, then we can go into our attribute store and we can map an attribute to that organizational claim. So in this case, let's say that we map the AD user attribute of title to that claim, that organizational claim. Now, when we set up a federation relationship then with a resource partner where we are going to provide this claim or send this claim, we would have an outgoing claim for that resource partner, and let's just say that they needed us to provide that with the value of job name. And we could do these mappings in ADFS V1 very nicely and very easily. But where things became difficult was if we had to do any kind of a transformation on the value of that title or whatever the value of that claim was, if we had to do any kind of a transformation on that before we sent it out to our resource partner, we would have to do that at this point right here. We could jump into the claims creation pipeline with a claims transformation module. And this was just a managed piece of code that we could call. And when we called that piece of code, we could take a value, transform it into another value, populate a claim with it. We could augment claims or transform claims within that claims transformation module, but you had to write code for that. Okay? So let's say that was an outgoing claim to a partner. But let's say on the other side of that, maybe we had an incoming claim that we were going to map into our organizational claim. And so that before our application received that, again, if we had to do any kind of augmentation or transformation on that claim, we had to jump into the pipeline and we had to do that claims transform right here. So we did mappings, we did limited transformations. If you wanted to do a transformation, and some people did, some people have done some really, really neat things around claims transformations to augment this process and to provide a richer set of claims than just what you can do through the mappings, but you always had to write code to make that happen. And that is where, you know, bogged people down a little bit and got difficult and complex. Also, if you needed to go out into your environment to get any other claim or a claim from, or you wanted to source a claim from maybe a source that's outside of Active Directory or outside of an Atom instance, say in a SQL database, this is where you had to do it as well. So you had to write code to go out and do that. That was somewhat brittle. Okay? So this notion of organizational claims where we had mappings was certainly somewhat limited. And this is where Geneva Server now just turns your brain around. Okay? It just changes things for us. Because now we don't think of these as simple mappings. Now we can apply rules to these claims. And rules will do these transformations for us. And so that's where things start to get very, very nice with Geneva Server. Because with Geneva Server now, of course, one of the biggest changes in setting up a federation relationship or setting up a relying party whether that happens to be a partner or whether it happens to be an application, we have to provide claims for that. But the beauty of it now is that we use federation metadata. That is a great capability that takes us beyond ADFS days. I cannot tell you how many hands-on labs I sat with people working through little typos. And I know all those people out there that are, you know, had an uppercase rather than a lowercase or forgot the slash. I know that you're smiling because that's just the way it was with ADFS v1. One little small item that was incorrect and things just weren't working for you. And those were hard to debug. But with Geneva Server, we have the Fed metadata that we can go out and receive that federation metadata in, and that will automatically configure this relationship. So if there are certificate, if there's a certificate that is necessary, the claims that are required, the URL, all of those types of things can be brought in that federation metadata, and that is used by Geneva Server to automatically set up this nice relationship.
So basically the metadata are, for what you just said, descriptions of the various parties, right? You said URLs, claims, certificates. So it's just a nice way of writing these things down so that Geneva Server can consume them instead of you typing them in.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you. Now, once that federation metadata has been read in and the claims that that relying party application needs or that partner needs, once that metadata has established the relationship, then you have the opportunity, not the option, I was about to say option, but you have the opportunity then to go in and add rules around each claim. And where in the past we had to jump into that claims transformation model to do that, now every single claim can have a rule around it. So we would describe in the Geneva user interface, the rule editor is exposed to you, and you go into that rule editor, and you can either simply, just like ADFS V1, you can simply create a mapping rule, essentially, which is going to pass through a mapping rule that simply passes through that claim value, or you can do a transformation. You can set up a rule that transforms that claim. And the beauty of this is that it provides tremendous flexibility then within Geneva Server for you to be able to manage exactly right within the server itself what you want each specific claim to do. It's not hidden now down in a .NET module that you cannot see as an administrator, but now as an administrator, you choose what that transformation is. A part of choosing that, what that rule is, or that mapping is choosing what the attribute store for that claim is. So that attribute store could be Active Directory. That attribute store could be an ADLDS, that's the Lightweight Directory Services, LDAP store, or it could be a SQL store. And you are able, right within the rules editor itself, to describe where you want that claim to be sourced from. So that's very, very nice. Plus, then, you also have the capability, and there's a whole video on this, on the claims transformation language, on how you can actually go in and change and transform those claims.
Right, and just for making sure, the video that you're mentioning is the interview that you made with Jan Alexander for the Beta 2 Madness Week.
Correct.
Still on the ID element.
Correct.
Okay, so we'll add the link, but just for making sure that the viewers know.
Right. Okay, so with this capability right here for mappings and to pass through claims or to transform claims or to define which attribute store is going to be the source for those claims, once you have that set for any given identity provider or relying party or that you might have, you can, in the UI, there's a button, it's really cool, where most of this is just done nice and simply and easily, but there's an advanced button where you can actually see the rule that Geneva Server is creating behind the scenes. Even if you're doing this simple pass-through mapping, there is a rule that Geneva Server articulates behind the scenes. But now that you can see that rule, you could potentially go using PowerShell, you could potentially now begin to develop a series of scripts for describing these sets of claims so that because PowerShell, Geneva Server can be completely scripted by PowerShell, you could potentially be automating these types of setups that you're doing with your relying party applications or with your partners.
So let me verify if I understood.
Okay.
You can use PowerShell for basically setting up those rules, so that if you have to set up one relying party, you just launch a script and instead of going through the UI, click, 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 everything happens automatically.
Correct.
So correct. That's it. Perfect.
You can, within the PowerShell script, you can place these rules directly in there. And therefore, that script can completely automate the setup of an application, relying party application.
Well, that sounds something really great for administrators.
Yeah, it's very, very exciting.
Nice.
Very exciting. So this whole notion around claims and the flexibility that we have with claims in Geneva Server is probably the biggest shift, mind shift, that I think that ADFS administrators are going to have to get their mind around a bit. It's tremendous flexibility, but it also can, initially be a little bit more complex to think about claims in this way.
I see. Okay, so you also mentioned that now in Geneva Server we have more protocols. So which protocols did we have in ADFS, and which ones do we have now?
Okay, in ADFS V1, we had WS Federation, and it was the passive requester profile. And WS Federation now is also a part of Geneva Server. So then we have the SAML IDP Lite and the SAML SP Lite.
So when you say SAML, you actually mean the protocol, right?
I mean the protocol.
All right.
Okay, for tokens, security tokens, in ADFS we supported the SAML 1.1 security assertion, and in Geneva Server we continue to support the SAML 1.1 security assertion, but we also support the SAML 2.0 security token.
That's great. And with ADFS, I know that you could pretty much just do web stuff. And what if I wanted to do something with rich clients and my beloved web services?
Okay. Now you can do those too, because Geneva Server has full support. You set up your web service as a relying party, and if you have Federation metadata applied to that web service or available for that web service, then again, Geneva Server does not care whether you are a web service or whether you are a passive requester.
Yeah, that's great. So, I'm trying to think as an ADFS user, and it's hard for me because I'm not an administrator. So, let's say licensing. I know that ADFS was basically a part of Windows, so you just turned it on. So what's the deal there with Geneva Server?
With Geneva Server, the released product will also be a part of your Windows license. So just like what ADFS. So Geneva Server, we are not sure exactly what its ship vehicle is going to be, but once Geneva Server is released, then it is a part of your Windows license as well.
All right, perfect. So, let's say that I am risk adverse, and so I hear all these things about the Geneva Server and I love it. But I have an existing investment, I have ADFS's deployments here and there. So what are my options if I want to just dip my toe and move forward one instance but keep the other instances on ADFS?
There's no problem with you certainly simply deploying a Geneva Server, and they can run parallel. They can be parallel in the same environment. That's not a problem. If you want to then dip your toe a little bit further and allow your, or start moving your, once we RTM, start moving your current claims aware applications over to Geneva Server that already have their the ADFS web agent is on your web server. You simply need to point those applications in their web.config file, point them to Geneva Server as their security token service, and then set up Geneva Server to recognize that application as a relying party and configure the claims that that application needs. So that application currently running on its existing box with no changes to that application other than the web config file pointing to Geneva Server and linking Geneva Server, or I should say configuring Geneva Server to recognize that application, that is an easy step too.
That's great. And so, and just for making sure, because you know I'm thick, Geneva Server can interoperate with an instance of ADFS V1.
Correct.
Perfect.
Correct.
Fantastic.
That is correct. ADFS V1 can be an identity provider for relying party applications that Geneva Server is protecting. Okay, and Geneva Server can be an identity provider for applications that ADFS V1 is protecting.
That's great. And is that easy, or do I have to behead the Black Roster on a moonless night for making this work?
No, that's easy. That's easy.
So no roster has been harmed for making this intro.
No.
All right, so at this point you teased us to use this. When are we going to RTM? When can we go live with Geneva Server?
Putting me on the spot.
That's my job.
Yes, at PDC last year we said that we would have a beta, the second beta, by the end of the first half of this calendar year, and we made that for TechEd. And we also said at PDC that we would shoot to RTM by the second half of this calendar year, 09. And so that's what we're shooting for. That's our target.
So the marketing guys would be proud of you because you delivered it perfectly. All right. I think that I abused of your patience for long enough. So on, you are very close to regain your freedom. But first, you have to tell me what is the feature. Probably you already said it, but I want to hear it again. What is the single best feature that you really wished for at the time of ADFS and that now finally you have in Geneva Server?
I would say the single best is the claims transformation capabilities based upon rules. That is a powerful, powerful capability. It keeps administrators out of having to deal with .NET code and puts the control directly in their hands on how they want to source claims and transform those claims directly within the UI. My second best, my second best is Federation metadata. Oh gosh, how nice is that? So Federation metadata is a great, great addition to Geneva Server.
And I happen to agree 400%. So Donovan, thank you so much. I am sure that the ADFS experts out there really appreciated this Rosetta Stone for moving from one world to the new world, and I'm sure that they will not regret the move. So thank you, and see you soon on the show.
Thank you, Vittorio.